Hello there. Remember us? Yeah, about a year. No, he didn't remember their name.
Yeah, glad to see you.
Real good, how are you?
And I got your letter, but I'm the worst person I ever was. Hi, how are you?
Hi, all right.
Come in, have a seat.
Okay.
I had been to a funeral and about to burn up, and I came home and dropped on some cooler clothes and sat down with a glass of tea. You want to sit out here? You want to go
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Care if I set my recorder on?
Well, you won't learn anything from me, though.
Okay.
I learned a lot in that letter you said. Have you found out anything else since then?
No, not much. We're going to go over to talk to that Dr. Porter tonight in Hillsville.
Uh-huh.
I've written him a couple letters. He never wrote back either. I called him on the phone and talked to him. And
I see.
He did find out something on one of the children. They're married just in North Carolina across the line.
Is that right? I was interested in what you told in the letter about the remembrances of, I guess it was the grandchildren of Lucy and Andrew.
Yeah.
The ones who said that she always liked Grayson County, and she said that if a stray dog came along and it was from Grayson County, she'd take it in and love it as though it was one of her own.
Yeah, I guess she said that.
Where did you hear that at?
Harmony.
Well, they must have been elderly, weren't they?
Well, he's only about 70, and he's one of their grandkids. Let's see. Their son, our great-great-grandpa Alexander, he was born in 1855 here. He was married three times, and his third wife had four kids. And so one of the sons, he's just 69 or 70. Uh-huh. Then there's he's got a younger sister. And then he's got an older brother besides that.
I see.
And then we found out the youngest son, born here about sometime during the Civil War, has two kids living too. So that's five grandkids I know of.
Well, where are they? Do you know where those two are?
Yeah, let's see. Three of them are in Kentucky, and one's in West Virginia, and the other one's in Ohio, I think. I talked to three of them. The older ones.
Sure, I can progress. I'm not diligent enough to work at anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I found out a lot about them, where he came from. I don't know, we were at Wythe County this morning, and he might have been born in Wythe County.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They said that, his youngest son said him and Lucy were born in Wythe County, but the Hornets never lived there, did they?
No, she couldn't have been.
I don't understand it. He married a Catherine from Wythe County.
Catherine?
Yeah, they moved there right after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of families did. Cagley's, Catherine, Porter's, several other families.
Well, yeah, I think I've told you that the only Porter name that I ever knew of living over here, there was a place up toward the foot of the mountain that was always called the Porter Place, and no one I asked ever knew why. Because they didn't remember any quarters here. And I thought maybe that would be your Andrew, but evidently not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Said evidently not. Might be. I mean,
let's see.
The census showed he lived next to Francis Cornett. And you said Francis Cornett lived down there, didn't you?
Yeah, but there must have been umpteen Francis Cornetts, too, because...
Well, now, this was the Francis Cornett that was your family.
Oh, well.
It was Levi's.
Yeah.
Lucy.
Yeah. So I just ran into someone the other day who told me that there had been a Francis D. Cornett from somewhere out there.